Do you do things just because you have to, or do you have a sense of passion and enjoyment? Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. We're in this series of making every day count. You know, it's really important in life to have values, to live by a set of concrete and deep morals and values. But that's not enough. Sometimes we can do the right thing, we can be selfless, we could pray, we could do a good deed, we can do a mitzvah, but it all seems very burdensome. And it seems like we're carrying a heavy load and we just do it robotically to get through it because we know it's right, which is a great step and it's a great start, but it's not enough. Enjoyment, passion in living a moral life, passion in doing the right thing is so important. I want to share with you an idea that comes from a biblical source where the Torah tells us that the land of Israel was praised for its seven fruit, known as the Shivat HaMinim. The seven fruit is wheat and barley, and then it goes like figs, grapes, dates, pomegranates, and so on, or olives. And the Kabbalists tell us that there's an interesting separation here between wheat and barley on the one hand and those five other delicious fruit on the other. Wheat and barley is sort of a staple of the human being. Produce, grain, flour, bread, that's kind of represents the necessity, the staple of the human diet. Taking a little bit deeper, sharing with you a Kabbalistic idea, the Talmud actually tells us today, the practice is a bit different, but the Talmud tells us that wheat, the type of grain and the type of things that are made of wheat, is for human consumption. Barley was eaten by animals. What that represents in the human being is the two parts of the human experience, the soul and the body. Or put a bit differently, as we know in Kabbalah, the godly soul and the animal soul. And it's important in our human experience to feed both, to strengthen both. We need to do things that are spiritual, like learning, praying, engaging in spiritual experiences. Whenever we do that, we strengthen the soul. It's the human part of the human being, so to speak. But we also have to work and engage with the animal part, taming our impulses, refining our instincts, taking the animalistic part of who we are and channeling it and refining it and trimming it to live in a moral and ethical way, to have self-control, to sometimes overcome our selfish desires and to connect to something higher and to live with a purpose. So that's wheat and barley. However, then the Torah continues on to say that the land of Israel was also praised with these five delicious fruit like figs and pomegranates and so on. What does that represent? And this is the idea we said before, that the Kabbalists tell us that wheat and barley are the staples, the basics for both strengthening the soul and the body. The five fruit represent passion, taste, enjoyment. Grapes are delicious. When grapes are made into wine, it represents joy. The other fruit, the same similar sort of idea. It's not enough just to do the right thing. We need to put in effort to develop a passion, to develop an excitement in living ethically, in living spiritually, in living in a godly way. Because when we live with a passion, first of all, the whole of us is there. You see, when we do things that are just right because we have to do them, that in fact has a great value. If we don't want to do something, we just do it because we need to, that actually is amazing and also powerful in its own right. Because it represents a certain surrender, a certain obedience, a certain commitment and dedication to doing what's right, even if we don't understand it, even if it doesn't feel so good within our own experience. That is true. So one shouldn't undermine, please don't get the wrong message, one shouldn't undermine the value, the greatness, the power of doing something just because we have to, because it's right. One shouldn't wait for enjoyment, one should do it because it's the right thing to do. Dedication, surrender, and commitment is actually a good thing. However, it has its limitations because when we do it that way, we are not completely there. If you do something just because you have to do it, your hands are doing it. You're doing it on one level, but your heart is not there. Your mind is not there. Your passion is not there. So the whole of you is not involved. And that doesn't make for great living. It doesn't make for good, mindful living of being completely present in the experience. And therefore, as a starting point, we have wheat and barley. Yes, as a starting point, we do what's right because it's right. But then we have to develop an enjoyment. We have to develop a value. We have to understand and learn and explore why we're doing it. What's the depth behind what we do? We shouldn't wait for that, but we do need to take it to that level, because when we sort of understand the value of what we're doing, when we learn about it and study it and appreciate it, we start to enjoy it. We start to be like the five fruit. Fruit is a dessert. Fruit is not a staple. Fruit is something that's sweet. Fruit is something that tastes good. Fruit is something that we enjoy. And once we've taken care of the wheat and the barley for our soul and our body, for the godly spark and our animalistic self, we then need to try and bring passion, bring enjoyment, bring the whole of us into the experience. So let's try and internalize that. Just perhaps sitting into a comfortable spot. Relax. If it's easy for you to focus, close your eyes and focus on your breathing. Breathing in and out. Just try to achieve the calmness and the inner peace by tapping into the rhythm of life. In and out. We know that the soul is expressed in our breath. Neshima, breathing, is an expression of a neshama, the place where values live. Breathing in, I tap into my soul, I discover my values, my moral principles, and live by them. But are they burdensome? Is it hard? Is it a drag? Am I just doing it because I have to? So I want you to visualize the following. You're at a foot of a very steep hill. You want to go from the bottom to the top. Just imagine yourself at the bottom of any hill you can think about. You're carrying a heavy bag. You're climbing. Visualize how difficult it is. You're taking each step, perspiring, breathing heavily. Climbing to the top. What's in that bag? Just think about different things that could be in the bag. Now visualize yourself back at the bottom of the hill. You live on top. Someone has just given you a bag, a gift, a valuable gift, precious stones, something incredibly valuable. Imagine yourself happy, thanking the person, excited, enriched to have this valuable gift. You start climbing the same hill. Try to think of this. Visualize it. There's a strength in your step. You're taking one step after another with excitement, vigor, anticipation to share with your family the great value you've just received. Is it less difficult? No. Are you excited? Yes. Living by our values sometimes takes effort. But when we appreciate their value, their worth, we bring passion. Not just wheat and barley, but delicious fruit. Hold that thought. Sometimes we do things that are selfless. We know we have to do them, but they're hard, like helping someone out, going out of our way, taking on ourselves some new mitzvah. Just stop and think how valuable they are, how infinite they are, and try bringing excitement into what you're doing. Have a wonderful day.